Hi, Audio Boo. It's almost 25 minutes past 3 p.m. on Saturday.
The 20th.
The 20th of December. And, that's my cup of tea. Listen to that. Hang on.
Pardon me?
That's my cup of tea. We're at my mom's. We just had lunch. And we're now having some tea.
And chocolate.
With chocolate. And
it's all very civilized.
Very. Except for my mom and their cupboards.
Except for your burp before.
Who burped? I don't burp. Mm-hmm. It was Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosie's
been very good. She's lying on the rug over.
Yes, she had a treat.
And yes. Because it's Saturday. It's kind of become a tradition.
No, she has treats more often than that. But not very. There was this program on the radio of old children's music, and they had Disney songs, and it was so nice.
Because it's kind of cut here at the moment. Well, everywhere, but here.
But it was so nice to listen to, like, old songs, like from Snow White and from
Mary Poppins and Pinocchio and Jungle Book and Aristocats.
Yeah, it was the first time I heard Aristocats. So, Mel, I heard Rinky Dinky Dink. And then I heard this other song from Aristocats that was done, like, with a French accent.
Yes, with all, like, accordions and everything.
Yeah, which is cool. Very quiet here. You probably can hear that the space is pretty echoey. It's because my mom has a pretty spacious dining room, kitchen, lounge area, and they're kind of all together. And
like a big L shape.
And all the rooms kind of go off from there. So. So it's kind of, so I just wanted you to kind of hear the space here, which is, because usually you hear things from our house, and you don't usually get to hear things from here, so.
Sounds like someone's doing the washing.
Yeah, I hear like overtones of washing machine, but it's not from here, so. No. It must be someone. And apparently it just got cloudy. It was pretty sunny before, but now it's cloudy again.
Yeah, when we got up, it was kind of trying to be sunny, and it got sunny.
Then it got sunny, but now it's thinking about raining, I think.
Mm. Well, it's only about an hour away from sunset, so.
Yeah.
The solstice will be tomorrow. Tomorrow night, our time. In fact, it would be early Sunday morning our time. It would be at 23:03 Universal Time, which is...
So tonight?
No, the 21st at 23:03.
So early
Monday morning.
23:03 Universal.
On the 21st.
Right, so it's going to be 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 1:03 on Monday morning. Did I say Sunday morning? I meant Monday morning.
I'm not going to be able to do... ritual and things like that.
So that will be 3 minutes past 11 in the UK, 3 minutes
PM.
Past in the evening, 3 minutes past midnight in Central Europe. It'll be 3 minutes past 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 minutes past 3 Pacific Time.
Yes.
And in Eastern Australia, it will be Monday morning.
At 3 minutes past 10.
Yes, 3 minutes past 10 in the morning. So you'll be able to see the sun get as... So south is it'll be 3 minutes past midday in New Zealand.
So in our part of the world, it's going to be the worst time for winter solstice.
Yeah, because it'll be. Winter.
But
25 minutes and 15 seconds.
So if you want to look at what times the sun's rise and sunset for the longest day of the year, look at tomorrow or Monday.
The longest day.
Or the shortest day, depending on where you are.
or what you're looking at.
Well, there are places that are going to be in complete darkness.
Yeah.
And there are places that are going to have less than 4 hours of sun.
Yes, it looks like where we were staying on the Isle of Skye will have something like 6.5
that hours.
Many? Yeah, it was. Yesterday was like nine. It was 9 a.m. to about 3:40 p.m.
And in places like Greenland, it was.
It was like 3 or 4 hours. Little Diomede was like 3.
And Lapland was 2 hours yesterday. I wonder if
it's here today. I mean, there's parts of Lapland where there's none, but this particular place.
Yes.
But yes, in theory, tomorrow at least, everything above the Arctic Circle, below the Antarctic Circle, should have no night or day, respectively.
That's so cool.
That's cool stuff.
Yeah, and...
But we're time zone and thing nerds, so maybe no one else finds this interesting.
Anyway, Siri, if you're interested in that kind of thing, Siri knows quite... Like, Siri can tell you a lot.
And if Siri says, sorry, but I can't tell you about such and such, it probably means that there's either no sunrise or it probably means that there's no sunrise or sunset, which it should cope with more gracefully, but doesn't. Like, for example, let me show you one.
No, first show
when is sunrise in Hammerfest, Norway?
Sorry. I can't show your favorite weather location. Sorry about that. Let's try and ask some ones that...
One that it can do. Okay, yeah. So let's try
Lapland.
Lapland. When is sunrise in Lapland?
Sunrise was at 11:06 a.m. today in Rovaniemi, Finland.
When is sunset?
When is sunset in Lapland?
Sunset was at 1:22 p.m. today in Rovaniemi, Finland.
Yeah, was at. 11:06 to 1:22.
And they're on the same time zone as we are.
Yeah, so yeah, that's been...
So it's dark again in Lapland.
Yeah, the sun's been down for 2 hours.
And
that's amazing.
Let's see in Greenland, for example.
Okay. When is sunrise in Greenland?
Sunrise was at 10:21 a.m. today in Newark, Greenland.
When is sunset in Greenland?
In Newark, Greenland today. Sunset will be at 2:27 p.m.
So they get a bit less than 4 hours.
So yeah, this can provide hours of fun if you're interested in this stuff.
But Hammerfest, which is
further north, it's been in dark for some time and it just doesn't cope with that.
Yeah, it says. Do it again.
Yeah. When is sunrise in Hammerfest, Norway?
I can't show your favourite weather locations. Sorry about that.
And that's a bit annoying because I think it will even say that even if you just want the weather forecast. How is the weather in Hammerfest, Norway?
Today, the temperature will be between -3 and -1 degree. It's going to be cold tomorrow through the 29th of December 2014, with temperatures dropping to -8 degrees.
Well, not surprising given there's no sunshine. Yeah, I think it used to not even give you the weather for a place where there was no sunrise or sunset, but I think they fixed that.
But why can't it say there will be no sunrise today anymore?
Because they haven't written it to accommodate that kind of stuff.
There you go, a bit of nerdy time zone stuff.
Yep.
On a cup of tea.
Yeah. Should we find somewhere? Should we do somewhere that's really long way south?
Yeah.
What would be something a long way south? Where? Would it be like Punta Arenas or something?
We'll try Punta Arenas.
Yeah. When is sunrise in Punta Arenas?
Sunrise was at 5:12 a.m. today in Punta Arenas, Chile.
Punta Arenas.
When is sunset
in Punta Arenas?
In Punta Arenas, Chile today. Sunset will be at 10:10 p.m.
Yeah. So nearly almost 17 hours of daylight today.
Right. And on that note, we shall continue to have our tea and...
20 minutes and 4 seconds. Pause recording. Button.
And we'll speak soon.
Bye.